In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. In the last week of Jesus' life, our Lord goes to Jerusalem with his disciples. He goes to celebrate Passover. And when he gets to Jerusalem, he does two acts, which can only be seen as prophetic. First, he presents himself as King of the Jews. He does this by riding into town on a donkey. And the disciples, at his instruction, have found a donkey and her colt tied together. And when they are asked why they're in effect borrowing someone else's property, they respond by saying the Lord needs them. And large crowds spread their cloaks on the road and shout, "Hail to the Son of David! Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord." The whole city is in turmoil, and when asked who's causing the commotion, the crowds respond, "This is the prophet Jesus from Nazareth in Galilee." Second, Jesus enters the temple. Now, the temple wasn't only a holy shrine to the Jews, it was also, particularly on holy days, a busy marketplace where worshipers and tourists could purchase items for sacrifice and probably souvenirs. Imagine, if you will, the modern-day Cathedral of Notre Dame in Paris on a busy day in July. Jesus enters the temple and overturns the tables of the money changers and the seats of those who sold the doves used for sacrifice. And he says, "My house shall be called a house of prayer, but you are making it a den of robbers." The blind and the lame come to him, and he cures them. Here's something we don't usually understand when we hear about this encounter. The disruption gets the attention of the blind and the lame, who aren't supposed to be in the temple because they were in some ways considered unclean. Their afflictions were the consequence and the evidence of their previous sins. And they flock to Jesus, and he cures them. And not without cause, from certainly their perspective, the chief priests and scribes get angry as he disrupts the order of temple business. And they hear children shouting out in the temple, "Hosanna to the Son of David." They confront Jesus and ask him if he hears what the kids are saying. And Jesus replies cryptically, "Have you not heard the expression, 'Out of the mouths of infants and nursing babies have you prepared praise for yourself'?" And with that remark, Jesus leaves the temple and Jerusalem and spends the night in Bethany. And today's gospel lesson begins as Jesus returns to the temple the next day. He's immediately confronted by the chief priests and the elders. And they ask a pretty straightforward question. They ask, "Who do you think you are?" The gospel quote is, "By what authority are you doing these things, and who gave you this authority?" And Jesus offers them a bargain. He says, "Answer my question first, and I will answer yours." Jesus asked them, "Did the baptism of John come from heaven, or was it of human origin?" Sounds like a simple thing to answer, right? Except it isn't, not at all. For the priests and the elders know there are only two answers, and either answer is problematic to them. If they say John's authority came from heaven, Jesus can respond by saying, "Then why didn't you believe him?" And if they say John's authority was only human, the priests and elders were afraid of the crowds, because many Jews regarded John as a prophet. Either answer is problematic, so they say simply, "We don't know." This move might seem to be the only one that won't cause them any damage. But Jesus isn't done with them. He says, because they have answered his question with a non-response, he's not about to tell them by what authority he is empowered to act as he does. And Jesus responds. He responds further by giving them another parable. He says, a man had two sons. He went to the first and asked him to go work in the family.